The Peel has amazing diversity, both in the environment and in its people. Paddy Creevy searches far and wide to bring the important issues to you with Focus on the Peel.
We have had many, many guests in the studio over the time that Paddy and I have been together. Don't remember bringing in too many delicacies. Paddy, how are you? We'll get to them delicacies in a minute.
Yeah, I'm really well. What a fabulous weekend in Mandurah. And Peter, we have an absolute corker of a guest today. I'm just...
I'll be the judge of that.
Yep, I'm really, really privileged to introduce Paula Powell. Paula, say hello to Peter and his wonderful listeners.
Yeah, hi Peter, hi listeners.
Hi Paula, thank you for coming in.
Paula and her business partner have developed an amazing business called Grubs Up.
Yep.
Now Paula, I've heard lots about the wonderful community of Coolup. A lot of great things have happened in Coolup. Tell us about Grubs Up.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. For me, we live in a rural environment in West Coolup, and due to urbanisation and that, I couldn't potentially afford to buy my parents' property. So I've got 1.5 acres and I had to come up with a way to remain in agriculture for my children on 1.5 acres. So it was let's grow some insects.
that's a big leap, isn't it?
Wow, this lady is very innovative. So I just, every time I hear a bit about your story, I am just so impressed and amazed. We'll come to some of the accolades you've got shortly. But because this is so innovative, but it's so important. So you have developed producing wonderful products from crickets. Tell us about the benefits of crickets.
Yeah, so insects at any given time, if we foraged around 10 insects around the studio right now, half of them would be high in fat and the other half would generally be high in protein. So we farm crickets and they are nearly 70% protein. So they're very, very high in protein. Wow. We also farm mealworms and they are around 45% protein, but they're really, really high in your omega-3s and omega-6s. So they're full of really good fats.
So you have a science background, Paula?
Oh, not at all. I don't think I'll ever be a scientist, bless them. Definitely business, and I studied agribusiness at Curtin University.
So you've certainly put your mind to a lot of things. Now, I first met you when you bought some of your amazing DACA, which is amazing, to the future-proofing business at the Chamber of Commerce. And then I know Minister McTiernan was absolutely so impressed. But then on your own merits, you and your business partner have won a place in a special accelerator program, taking people who have started up an innovative business to go to the next stage. And congratulations, highly competitive. How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's actually really, really amazing. We're very humbled to be one of 9 companies involved in that Western Australia's first agricultural-based accelerator program. So very lucky.
The women company? It's a company of women and a rural and right here in the Peel region.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're learning now how to accelerate this business. You're going to need skates. Now, you've just come back from a farm expo in Seymour. Tell us about that in Victoria.
Yeah, Seymour's just over an hour, pretty much straight north of Melbourne. And, yeah, a few weeks ago we flew over there. We were asked to be keynote speakers over 3 days on all things insect farming, which is really, really amazing. And I guess the highlight for us was that 4 hours into our first day, we sold out of whole roast mealworms and crickets.
So, wow, yeah. Extraordinary.
So obviously very well received in Victoria. I noticed that you had another award recently, last week, 40 Under 40 Awards. This is about entrepreneurship. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, we're very, very fortunate. I met the CEO of Business News again at the Future Proof Peel Conference. It's a great conference. I highly recommend the Chamber putting that on every year in Peel. It was amazing. So I met Mark Pownall from Business News, no relation, I must say. he encouraged our business, once he heard our story, to apply for the 40 Under 40 Awards, which as a general thing, they're the leading 40 business people or companies under 40 years old in Western Australia.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
So there is an incredible... You know, what? Crickets? But from what you're telling me, these have amazing application. Could you explain to listeners and to Peter and I what it is about the crickets and their high protein and how that has benefit for us as a community?
Absolutely. So when I founded the business in 2016, my first thought was that we wanted to commercialise insect farming for agricultural purposes only, aquaculture, poultries, piggeries and that sort of thing. And during the first 12 months, I just got so many inquiries for human food. I didn't realise that people in Australia would want to eat insects. So from that, we got human food approval after a long few months. And insects are great, especially ours, because they go hatching to harvest to in 6 to 8 weeks. Each female lays between 200 and 600 eggs. We use recycled fruit and veggie waste. 100% of the insect is used, and we even turn their manure and exoskeleton into fertilizer. So, wow. As it is, it's more or less a minimal waste system.
So, Peter, it's so important for aquaculture because we've got this crazy system that we catch fish to feed fish, and that's not sustainable. The wild catch is not going to be sustainable if we keep doing that. So it's got applications for aquaculture and stock feed as well?
Absolutely.
How would it be used in stock feed?
As far as I know, we've got permission to use it in poultry and piggery environments. Within Australia and globally, you can't necessarily use it as a commercial beef feed because the globally health organisations are quite concerned about mad cow disease.
Yes.
In saying that, it's never been proven that insects cause mad cow disease because they're so taxonomically different to other animal species. So the prion protein that causes it, there's no proof that they will get it. So something on the cards. Yeah.
So this is almost like, the recycling of waste as well. So how much waste would your little critters chew their way through in a day?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say, a couple of kilos, easy.
Yeah.
We don't produce soldier fly larvae in our system, but there are some amazing businesses, including in Western Australia,
yes,
Future Green Solutions.
Yes, I've met Luke.
And Luke's amazing. They get paid to take waste away, and soldier fly larvae are great converters for food waste.
I think those soldier fly larvae, they get through about 200 tons of waste a day.
They're amazing.
Just in a pilot plant. So for you, Paula, there you are in Coolup. Producing this amazing product. The more people hear about you, the more excited. What next for you?
Yeah, so just to back that up a bit, I started with an idea and then within a few months it just got too much for me, so we went from a partnership into a company, so there's four of us now.
Great.
And literally every week we get more traction, and we want to commercialise human food. We're looking at a warehouse in Malaga to do some of our manufacturing. Last week I was in Perth 3 days. Yesterday I went down to Margaret River to a new burger bar, so they want to do cricket burgers.
You heard it first on Peter Rose Drive-Thru.
Right. So cricket burgers.
Yeah, so they want to have like crickets as a little snack on the side or sprinkled on top or inside the burger.
Love it.
And in terms of crickets, you can eat the whole roasted cricket. You can grind them up into 100% powder, which is really amazing for obviously bodybuilders, health food industry. You can make them into like bread. You can use them in a million ways. But apart from that, they're really, really great insects for pharmaceuticals as well.
I've got the perfect marketing line for the burgers. You know, he used to have the crocodile burger, make me a crocodile burger, make it snappy.
Yeah.
Make me a cricket burger, jump to it. Now, if you use that without my permission. Hey, listen, can I just ask, before you started doing this, was there a model? Had anyone else done this that you could copy off?
That's a really great question. Yeah. So I was in agriculture and then I was in mosquito management for a few years, and I woke up one morning and went, wow, I can join insects and agriculture. I'll see if this is a thing. And I started looking into it and I was like, wow, it is a thing globally.
Yeah.
And World Health Organization in 2013 released a 500-page document on insects as a prospect for food and feed and for world food security. And so since 2013, globally, insects for human food and animal feed has exploded. And there's over 1,900 different species around the world that you can eat, within Australia, there's between 80 and 100 species.
Turning a pest into something profitable and something practical. How amazing.
Yeah. So on that note, sorry, within Australia, was there a model to go by? Not necessarily. So in this business, you have to be really consistent. You have to just one foot in front of the other. And if that's only half a step each day or each week, you've just got to keep going. And like in any business, your connections, your collaborations, the people really tap into the great people, even around the Peel region, even though they're not necessarily insect related, they might know the right person to help you in policy, guidelines, planning. And it's really just about using the resources around you.
So this is, I think, Peter, the most wonderful story.
Isn't it?
From little things, big things grow.
Yeah.
But, Paula, you do this. You also have a family.
Yes.
You live in a community that you're involved with. And Paula's got a date with the governor. Yeah. You're a finalist in the Rural Woman of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's next week.
Don't you dare. I'm going to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully you'll win.
Yeah. Hard to top it, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Paula, you've had to persevere a lot because you've pioneered getting approval for this. What would you say to other young women, other people wanting to start something off? What's it meant to you to get this far in your business?
Yeah, well, firstly, I'm really humbled by my family and friends and my local community in Coolup and in Pinjarra and then into the Peel region. And on that note, you know, if you've got an idea, regardless of what age you are, if you've got a young family, male or female, just give it a crack, you know, start and give it your best shot. And if it doesn't work out, well, you've shown your family and your kids that you've given it all you can, and you'd be really surprised. For the first couple of months, I didn't even tell my husband about this business. He's a farmer, and I was hiding it until we started getting offers of investments. So I thought I better tell him. but honestly, the community, and before we got human food approval, I went to Peel Chamber of Commerce networking sessions, just spoke to business people, collaborated, got in touch with people, and I really found that people were really, really supportive, and that support sometimes is all it takes to just keep you going.
Yep.
And in saying that, it takes a community. I couldn't do it if I didn't have babysitters, friends, family, business people just, you know, taking their time, their day, their life just to help you out. And and it might be someone such as yourself, Patty, that sends me an email 2 weeks after meeting me and they've just connected me to someone else. It's really humbling.
It's the perfect business model to have a great product and to have that entrepreneurial gift, and obviously you're going to succeed in doing that. Amazing stuff.
And doing what's different, and congratulations. I think you're an inspiration to many people because you've had to really pioneer the approvals, pioneer, change your ideas, keep learning, and your ability to keep learning, Paula, is just phenomenal. So good luck for the Rural Women of the Year awards, but just to be a finalist in that company is something very special.
Oh, thank you. And I would like to say it always takes a team. It's not, I might just be the front of the business or the one talking all the time, but it honestly takes a team, and it's hats off to everyone else involved.
Great stuff.
Where can we buy it, by the way? Is it available commercially?
Yes, we've got Pantry Man in Rockingham, and I think soon to be open in the Mandurah Forum. They stock it. Raw Creations in Pinjarra stocks it, and you can always buy it on our website on grubsup.com.au.
Grubs,
oh, you've actually got out of trying them on air, Peter. You're busted.
I did. Not on purpose. I didn't. I left it entirely up to you, and you probably saw me turn green, so you did the wrong. No, I don't mind. I would actually give it a bash. I've eaten most things. My son eats cockroaches, so hey, there's nothing. Runs in the family.
I think these are a bit of a step up.
Looking forward to it. Patty, thank you so much again. You never fail a surprise.
What a wonderful woman.
Try topping this one. Paula Pelton, thank you so much for coming in. Let's focus on the Peel. Back next week with the Patty Creevy, 1116 6MM.